Welcome to the Will Evans Show. This is a podcast meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today we're going to be talking everything about generosity and answering your questions. Let's go. I want to talk to you about a topic that has been a subject of much debate with people slotted up on my stories, to people arguing with me in person about this, and that is the relationship between generosity and wealth from a biblical standpoint. There has often been a misconception that wealth is inherently evil or that it corrupts those who possess it. But I firmly believe that the Bible provides us with insights that demonstrate the compatibility of generosity and wealth. The scriptures remind us time and time again about the importance of generosity. And so, hey, if we look in Proverbs, it states, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." That's Proverbs 11:25. So this verse tells us that generosity is not only a selfless act, but also a pathway to personal prosperity. By freely giving and sharing our blessing with others, we open ourselves to receiving blessings in return. And so if you want God to use you and for you to be a blessing to others, you must have open hands at all times. And when you do this, money goes out in the form of giving, and money can go in. And when you have closed hands all the time, and you are selfish with your money, and you are not generous, no money can go in, and no money can go out. It's also important to understand that wealth in itself is not evil. Everyone always says that that money is evil, and anyone that's rich, they're evil. But the Bible says that God has the power to bestow wealth upon his people. So in Deuteronomy, it says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth." This verse highlights the idea that wealth is a divine provision, and it is the responsible stewardship of this wealth that actually matters. Stewardship is a foundational principle that goes hand in hand with generosity. The scriptures teach us that everything we possess, including our wealth, the skills, and talents and time that we have, is ultimately entrusted to us by God. We are not owners, but rather stewards of these resources, tasked with the responsibility of managing them wisely and faithfully. Jesus also taught the parable of the talents, illustrating the importance of using our gifts and resources for the kingdom of God. So just as a faithful steward diligently manages his master's property, we are called to be faithful stewards of the blessings bestowed upon us. This perspective should challenge all of us to approach our wealth with a sense of accountability and purpose, ensuring that we invest it wisely, generously, and also in alignment with God's principles. By recognizing ourselves as stewards, we then cultivate a mindset that encourages responsible management and faithful stewardship, and a commitment to using our resources to make a positive impact in the lives of people around us. And hey, I know some of you may argue that the accumulation of wealth is incompatible with a life of generosity, but however, the Bible provides examples that go against this. It provides examples of individuals who possessed great wealth and yet were known for their generosity. So let's look at Abraham. He was blessed by God with abundant riches, and despite his wealth, Abraham was known for his hospitality and willingness to share his resources with others. He welcomed strangers into his home. He provided them with food and shelter and care. His generosity exemplifies the idea that wealth can be a means to bless others. And I don't want to sound like this is prosperity gospel, because this is as far from that as can be. And so the Bible, it's not all about the money that you have or the material possessions you have, but it's also about the time and the skills, talents, and passions that the Lord has given you. And you look at 2 Corinthians, it says in chapter 9, verse 11, it says, we are reminded that you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. So this talks about that generosity is not limited to just the money we have in the bank or the financial giving that we do, but it's also going to encompass a broader aspect of our lives. So this should encourage us to extend our kindness, empathy, and support to those in need. It's also important to note that the Bible also warns against the dangers of greed and the love of money. And I think everybody has heard this verse, and I think also a lot of people misinterpret it, or they just read it wrong, or I don't really know, but this is a verse that is used. People always come at me with this verse and say, well, it says that money is the root of all evil. Well, 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. So it's not money is evil. It says the love of money. So this passage is when you love and obsess over money, it can lead to harmful consequences. However, wealth itself is not evil, but rather the attachment and making money a priority above all else. So yes, when you put money above your love for God and above your relationship with Him, yes, that is wrong and unbiblical, but not money itself. And here's one of the biggest things that makes me mad when people in the church world will use the Bible as an excuse for mismanaging their money and having a broke mindset. So last night, Kendall and I were at dinner with some friends, and this topic got brought up. And we were talking about how so many people will argue that it is wrong to have wealth and to be a Christian at the same time. So you can't be a Christian and you can't have money, and those aren't compatible. But hey, I firmly believe that if you are a Bible-believing Christian and you are not a good steward of your money, then you are not following the principles the Bible has laid out for us. Quit using the Bible as an excuse for you to be lazy and to not get out of debt and to manage your money well. We are called to be good stewards and managers of the wealth that the Lord has entrusted us with. And then we recognize that our resources are a divine provision meant to be used for the betterment of others and the people around us. Generosity and wealth are not contradictory concepts. We've talked about today that the Bible teaches that true wealth lies in the ability to share and bless others. So utilizing our resources to make a positive impact on the lives of those around us, it reminds us that wealth, when we have a spirit of generosity, can be a powerful tool for doing good in the world and also furthering God's kingdom. This is The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes. So please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have been talking about biblical stewardship, generosity, all of that. And so if you could do me a favor and you can like, follow, share this podcast, share it with a coworker, a friend, and if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be great. I love reading the 5-star reviews and just seeing what everyone has to say about the podcast. I've received so much input about it, and I just couldn't thank y'all enough for that. And I believe Ben has today's question for us.
The question of the day comes from Instagram, and it says, should I still be giving a tithe to my local church even though I'm in debt?
So the short answer is yes. But let's talk about a tithe. This is something that I didn't really touch on earlier, and that is our role in supporting the local church with our tithes and offering. And so I want to make sure that you know the difference between the two. You always hear the preacher say, we're going to collect the tithes and the offerings. But for me, it wasn't until I started to get into biblical finance, studying the Bible and what it actually says about money, that I really understood the difference between the two. And so let's break it down. A tithe is a tenth of your income going to the church. So in Leviticus 27, it says, now all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. And then you also look at Malachi 3, it says that we are robbing God when we are not bringing the whole tithe into the storehouse. So the question I get after this is, do I tithe on the gross income or the net income? And I don't think you can ever outgive God. So I've always just told people, hey, I do my gross income. That way, when I get to heaven, there's no misunderstanding on should we have done the gross or the net income. And so if you're not giving a tenth of your income and you're giving, say, 5%, then that is not a tithe. That is an offering or a gift to the Lord. And that is great. Just don't call it a tithe, because if you're not giving a tenth of your income, then it is not a tithe. And when it comes to giving, it doesn't matter what baby step you are on. Giving should be at the top of your budget, no matter what. That's why in the Every Dollar app, giving is always at the top. It's the first category that you see, because that should be a priority for you and your family, is that you are still giving. Now, as you're working the baby steps, you're getting closer to baby steps 4, 5, and 6, and even baby step 7, that tithe, you can start adding tithes and offerings. You can start giving above your tithe. So that's what Kendall and I do. We look at, hey, how can we give above our tithe now that we're out of debt? And so you have to always think about giving as like, hey, we are called to, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. But at the same time, we're still going to be good stewards of our money. So we're going to do everything we can. We're going to get out of debt. We're going to have an emergency fund. And then we're going to start doing investing and all that. And when we're doing the investing and we're saving for kids' college fund and we're paying off the home mortgage, we are going to be looking for ways to bless others, because I truly believe what Dave always says, and he says that being generous is the hallmark of people who live successful lives and to operate business with soul. And so that just goes to show that, man, when you are a generous person, when you have open hands, you don't have closed hands, the Lord can use you a whole lot more than someone with closed fists or someone that doesn't have that generosity spirit. And, you know, as this show's coming to an end, I just want everyone to remember that when you are generous, I'm not saying that the Lord will bless you with a massive amount of money or a nice truck or anything like that. It's not always the material things. Man, giving has been the biggest thing that has helped me in managing my money, being a good steward, because when I'm giving, I'm being generous, I understand that this money is not mine. The Lord has entrusted me with this money, and how can I be a good manager, a good steward of this money that He has blessed me with? You know, and so that's, I want that to be your biggest takeaway from today's show. And as always, a big thank you to Ben for making the show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.